Let's go to Brussels next, where a trade deal with South America, decades in the making, moves another step closer to being ratified today. The EU-Mercosur Free Trade Agreement was signed in December, but is yet to be ratified by EU member states and the European Parliament. The European Commission will today adopt a proposal to ratify the agreement. The Irish government remains opposed. Tony Connolly, our Europe editor, is with us. Morning, Tony. Remind us of the Mercosur trade deal and why it's divided member states.
Well, this, as you say, has been a long time coming, but of course the context is now entirely different thanks to the arrival of President Trump for a second term and what he has done to essentially dismantle the established global trading order. So there are several messages coming from both sides to this treaty, most prominently, I think, a signal to Washington that the EU and South America can look elsewhere away from the United States to offset the effect of those huge tariffs that President Trump has put on various trading partners around the world. And it's, I suppose, as well, a message from the European Union side that the global trading rules-based order can be salvaged through patient negotiation. This is regarded as a very modern, up-to-date free trade agreement. There are lots of safeguards in there regarding deforestation, the Paris Climate Accord. Obviously, environmental groups and farmers don't trust those assurances. But economically as well, if traders and exporters in Europe and Latin America are suffering from the effects of President Trump's tariffs, then this free trade agreement would offset some of that. The Commission believes that €4 billion in duties and tariffs would be wiped away for European exporters to South America as a result of this free trade agreement. And in simple terms, this would be the biggest free trade agreement in the world, 780 million combined population. And this would be, you know, a huge agreement in terms of volume and in terms of value. But of course, there is going to be trenchant opposition to it.
So what's happening today, Tony?
Well, the Commission today is adopting its text to ratify the treaty, and that text will go immediately to EU member states to start looking at it. Now, it requires 15 member states with a combined population of 65% of the EU population to be ratified. That's what's called a qualified majority vote, and the European Parliament has to ratify it as well. Now, this is going to be a very toxic and difficult debate. France has been long opposed to this because of its farming sector. There are concerns about a glut of beef and poultry entering the European Union. The European Commission says these would represent simply a fraction of the consumption of beef and poultry by European consumers, and that there will be legally binding safeguards there for European farmers if there are any market distortions. The Commission wants this to be ratified as soon as possible. Both sides do, actually, as part of this treaty, so that it would take effect. But it could take some time to win doubting countries over. And the Irish government, as you can imagine, will be mindful of the farming lobby on this. They're going to look carefully at what it means, what those safeguards are, and whether or not the Irish government can support it.
In brief, Tony, how many countries need to ratify this? I mean, how does it get passed?
Well, it gets passed if you have 15 member states that represent 65% of the EU population. Now, at the moment, it looks like there is a majority there. Obviously, France has been opposed. Emmanuel Macron, the president, publicly opposed. The Netherlands, Poland, Austria all have reservations. A big question will be Italy, whether if Italy goes against this because of the size of the Italian population, that could swing it away from ratification. But there are a lot of benefits for Italy in this trade agreement. So it's not really clear yet what way Italy will turn. But for the moment, it looks like it will be something of a struggle to get it over the line in terms of member states. Of course, you need the European Parliament as well. There will be opposition there, but whether it'll be enough to reject the treaty, we'll have to see.
Tony, thank you. Business and weather next.